Hey everyone, welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast and our weekly look at all things strategy, geopolitics, and macroeconomics as relevant to the blockchain industry and digital assets. Let's start with the elephant in the room. The headlines out of the Middle East this week have been intense, specifically the escalation between the US and Iran. In the past, we'd see Bitcoin dump alongside risk-on assets, but this time it felt different.
It really did. Last week, we saw that initial shiver where Bitcoin dipped to the mid-$60,000, but the recovery was lightning fast. While traditional markets were closed over the weekend, Bitcoin was the only live thermometer for global anxiety. We saw $1.5 billion in ETF inflows exactly as the tension spiked. It's passing what analysts are calling the Iran test, behaving more like a maturing safe haven or digital gold than a speculative tech stock.
And it's not just the Middle East. We're seeing a broader de-dollarization narrative gain steam. The BRICS nations, now expanded, are meeting in India later this year, and they've been vocal about a blockchain-based payment system to bypass SWIFT.
Exactly. They want to de-weaponize the dollar. Whether they actually launch a BRICS coin is up for debate, but the fact that they're looking at DLT, distributed ledger technology, as the plumbing for international trade is a massive validation for the tech.
Interesting. Okay, let's move into some deeper macroeconomics, specifically the hard fork on fiscal reality.
Yes, that brings us to the US macro picture. We've heard the term America's hard fork regarding digital assets lately. What's the vibe on the ground with the current administration's fiscal policy?
The hard fork refers to the total pivot in regulatory tone since late 2024 and the new Trump regime. With the Genius Act now in full effect, we finally have federal frameworks for stablecoins. But the macro backdrop is the real driver. We're looking at the US federal deficit still hovering near 6% of GDP.
And the debasement trade is back in a big way. Gold hit all-time highs over $4,300 per ounce recently, and Bitcoin followed suit, peaking above $120,000 late last year before this current consolidation.
Right. When the IMF says the US is reorienting towards self-reliance and tariffs, investors hear inflationary pressure. If the dollar continues to flirt with three-year lows against trade-weighted indices, Bitcoin becomes the escape hatch. It's no longer a maybe for institutional portfolios. It's a hedge against the inevitable repricing of sovereign debt.
Now for the geopolitical stuff, regulation and institutional plumbing. We know the Genius Act is grinding its way through politics. It feels like the Wild West era ended while we weren't looking.
It does. We've moved from regulation by enforcement to regulation by implementation. Major banks are no longer scared of custody because the SEC's SAB 121 hurdles are gone. We're seeing real-world asset tokenization moving from pilots to the main stage. BlackRock and others are now talking about tokenizing everything from T-bills to private equity.
And don't forget the CBDCs. The Bank of England is deep in its digital pound design phase. The race is on. Will the world settle in private stablecoins, which are currently dominating B2B cross-border flows, or will the digital ruble and EC yuan win the state-sponsored race?
We also have the headline that's rattling Wall Street this morning. BlackRock has officially gated its $26 billion flagship private credit fund, the HPS Corporate Lending Fund, LLEND. How big of a deal is this?
It's a massive psychological shift for the market. For years, private credit was the golden child of investing. High yields, low volatility. But in the first quarter of 2026, investors asked for $1.2 billion back. That's about 9.3% of the fund's value. BlackRock's rules say they only have to pay out 5% per quarter. So they pulled the lever. They're paying out $620 million and telling the rest of the investors to wait in line. Wait in line is never what an investor wants to hear. Why is this happening now? Is the economy actually tanking, or is this just a liquidity mismatch?
It's a bit of both. We're seeing a classic liquidity mismatch. These funds lend money to mid-sized companies, that isn't traded on an exchange. You can't just sell a $50 million loan to a car parts manufacturer on an app in 5 seconds. When everyone hits the exit button at once, the cash isn't there.
And it's not just BlackRock. This is a sector-wide contagion of sorts.
Exactly.
Blackstone have had it even worse. They saw a record 7.9% in redemption requests. They actually raised their cap to 7% and threw in $400 million of their own cash just to keep people calm.
Blue Owl has basically stopped regular redemptions entirely, replacing them with return of capital promises, which some are calling IOUs.
What's the catalyst? Why are people panicking?
Three things. Defaults. We just saw a $25 million loan marked down to zero overnight. That scares people. AI disruption. There's a growing fear that the companies these funds lend to, software and service firms, might be disrupted by AI, making their debts unpayable. The spin cycle, as Blackstone's John Gray calls it. There's a negative feedback loop. One fund limits withdrawals, so investors rush to pull money from other funds before they get gated too.
So is the private credit bubble finally popping?
I wouldn't say pop yet, but it's definitely leaking. We're moving from the easy money phase to the prove it phase. The big players are betting they can weather the storm, but for the average investor, the message is clear. Private means your money is private, sometimes even from you.
Okay, what's the bottom line this week? Where are we headed from here, and how does this influence our digital businesses?
The takeaway is that digital assets have moved into the monetary system. They aren't just trading pairs on an exchange anymore. They are the architecture for settling global trade and preserving wealth in a volatile, multipolar world. This is essential for both protection and growth on your terms.
Well said. We're continuously watching the legacy financial system try to soft fork itself into the digital age, while Bitcoin remains the only hard money with fixed supply and no counterparty risk. The best part, the DBM community are way ahead of the curve and becoming more and more sophisticated in how we manage our digital businesses, not only with Bitcoin, but also with several assets on the cusp of maturity in several sectors, like sports, finance, and entertainment. The era of getting paid for activities you do every day anyway is here. Learn more in this week's part two of the DBM strategy call. See the show notes to access via your Systems Plus DBM subscription and put yourself in the driver's seat of your own economy. See you next time.